And finally, our gene of the month is all arty. It's Van Gogh. A gene found in fruit flies, Van Gogh was first discovered in 1998 by researchers at the University of Virginia. It helps cells to know which way is up, a type of gene known as a tissue polarity gene, and it works together with the charmingly named frizzled and prickled genes. Flies with mutations in Van Gogh have unusual swirly hair and bristle patterns, reminiscent of their namesake's brushwork if you kind of squint a bit and use your imagination. Van Gogh is also known as strabismus in flies, and vertebrates including humans have two versions, Vang L1 and Vang L2. Faults in the human version of Van Gogh are linked to problems with developing a structure called the neural tube as a baby grows in the womb, leading to spina bifida, as well as being linked to certain cancers, including liver cancer. More recent studies have found vertebrate Van Gogh popping up in many different roles in development, so it's definitely a gene that's more than just a pretty picture. I'll be back again in the new year, looking at the genetics of food and fat. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page, nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or by tweeting @NakedGenetics. And don't forget that every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes or online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast has been brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes, and I wish you a joyful Christmas.